Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. At a meeting last week, the Sharon Center School Board of Education will continue the practice of a consent agenda. That procedure calls for certain items to be lumped together under one vote with the intent of speeding up meetings. Chairman Doug Cahill brought up the issue at a recent meeting asking if members wanted to retain it. You heard that some other boards in the region have opted out. Lee H. Kellogg, Kent Center, and Salisbury Central have chosen not to use it, believing it does not give enough transparency and makes it appear boards are trying to hide things. Quoting Cahill, "I don't see that happening in Sharon," end quote. He noted the agendas were published on the school's website in advance so consent agenda items can be seen. Quoting Cahill, "In my perspective, board members can pull out anything sensitive to vote on separately," end quote. Kent Board of Selectmen will meet this week with two departments to determine if wages should be increased for the assistants following management review report the town received this month. Selectmen reviewed the plan on Thursday evening and heard comments from most of the town's department heads. A Rhinebeck woman was arrested on Thursday after she drove under the influence of alcohol with two children in the car. Jillian Hargrove, 36, charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated with a child in the vehicle, a felony, and resisting arrest, a misdemeanor, according to state police. The felony DWI count is a result of New York's Leandra's Law, which involves driving intoxicated with a child under 16 in the car. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office reported the investigation into a serious one-car rollover accident which occurred in Rhinebeck on October 18th, preliminary investigation revealed that a Jeep driven by James Krinsky, age 16, of Reddick, was traveling southwesterly on Middle Road near Pitcher Road when the operator lost control, causing the vehicle to overturn. As a result, the front passenger, Christopher Knapp, 16, of Red Hook, suffered serious head injuries, and minor injuries were suffered by Mr. Krinsky and the rear passenger, Lewis Lederer, age 15, of Red Hook. All three were initially transported to Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital for treatment. However, Knapp was later transferred to Westchester Medical Center, where he remains at this time. Salisbury Board of Education Elementary School Building Renovation Tour will be held today from 5 to 5:30 at Salisbury Central School. Meet in the elementary lobby. The Salisbury Board of Education reports the renovation for the primary classrooms and lobby area of the building is complete. They invite you to join them for a tour of the renovations. Then they'll hold their meeting. The Salisbury Board of Education scheduled a meet at 5:30 in the elementary school library. There's a benefit T-shirt fundraiser for Millerhurst Farm by ENY Holstein Club, along with Farmers and Friends, adult long and sleeve and crew neck, kids short sleeve and crew neck only. You can email them with your selection of size, color, and type. Orders placed before October 24th can be picked up at the Chicken Barbecue fundraiser on November 11th at the Lions Club Pavilion in Pine Plains. Any orders placed after October 24th will be receiving an email of a date and place locally where your orders can be picked up. They will not be shipping any orders. All T-shirt orders can be placed through their email, MillerhurstShirtFund@yahoo.com. That's MillerhurstShirtFund@yahoo.com. Town of Salisbury Board of Finance has their special meeting coming up on Tuesday. It'll begin at Town Hall at 5:30. The Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response has its next Citizens Preparedness Training Program set for Tuesday, the 23rd, starting at 7 p.m. at the Stanford Town Hall on Town Hill Road in Stanfordville. The training session is part of the Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response's Citizens Preparedness Training Initiative. The American Red Cross will conduct a blood drive on Wednesday, October 24th, noon till 5 p.m. at the Kent School Gymnasium, Skiff Mountain Road. To make an appointment, 800-733-2767 or redcrossblood.org. The Kent Memorial Library is hosting a Halloween party on Wednesday, October 24th, 1:30. The movie matinee is Hotel Transylvania 3, which is rated PG and is appropriate for all ages. There's an early dismissal that day at Kent Center School. Parents who have parent-teacher conferences may leave their children in the care of the children's librarians with prior notification. You must register with the time of your conferences. A vigil and specialty decorated Dutchess County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicle are two ways in which the local community is reminded that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Family Services Center for Victim Safety and Support hosting a candlelight vigil to commemorate and support victims and survivors of domestic abuse, 5:30, October 24th, at the Family Partnership Center on North Hamilton Street in Poughkeepsie. That citizen preparedness course with the Dutchess County Department of Energy and Response will take place also on Thursday at 6:30. The free course runs till 9 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard. Registration is required, 518-789-3340. Noble Horizons invites you on Friday, October 26th. Connecticut Vineyards at 1 p.m. Meet author Eric Lehman and 24 fascinating Connecticut trailblazers from the 18th century to the present day. It's free and open to the public. The Amenia Free Library is offering pumpkin decorating on Friday, October 26th at 3 p.m. Attendees should bring their own pumpkins and lots of imagination. The library is located on Route 343. On Friday, October 26th, 5 till 8 p.m. at Dover High School, it's a bash. Admission $5 per child, adults free. Children must be accompanied by adults at all times. Haunted maze, bouncy house, candy, trick-or-treatings. Canned goods will be collected and donated to the Center of Compassion. Each canned good item donated will value $1 off the child's admission. Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary. Friday, October 26th. At the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. $20, half towards prizes, half towards the auxiliary. It's a fundraiser. Reservations are not required. More information at 860-364-0486 or 860-364-0292. On Friday, October 26th at 7 p.m., Cary Institute presents Jeremy Jackson, Emeritus Professor of Oceanography at Scripps Institution of Oceanography and Senior Scientist Emeritus at the Smithsonian Institute, talking about his new book, Breakpoint, Reckoning with America's Environmental Crisis, at Cary Institute's Auditorium on Route 44 in Millbrook, 845-677-7600, extension 121. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is required. Its space is limited. Seating on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 6:30. Register. CaryInstitute.org events, or by calling 845-677-7600, extension 121. Old Fashioned Grange Bazaar being held on Saturday, October 27th, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Books, jewelry, antiques, knickknacks, records, cassettes, glassware, and more. Breakfast and lunch will be available. Pumpkin decorating happening on Saturday, October 27th, 9 until 12 noon at the Canaan VFW Post, South Canaan Road in North Canaan. Outside under the pavilion, all activities are free. There'll be carving, decorating, face painting, cake decorating, many other activities. You're asked to wear a costume and get a prize. Northwest Corner Prevention Network is partnership with the State Police at Troop B and the Kent Resident State Trooper, hosting a prescription drug take-back day on Saturday, October 27th. 10 until 2 at Troop B Barracks, Route 7 in Canaan, and the Kent Town Hall. The event, held nationally twice a year, provides families and community members with a free, safe, and confidential way to dispose of unused and unwanted prescription drugs. A fall craft sale to benefit Crate Escape Rescue for Dogs, October 27th, 10 until 4 p.m., Masonic Lodge in Dover Plains, New York, on Route 343. You're asked to join the fall fun, shop, and support your local vendors. Warm yourself up with complimentary hot chocolate, coffee, or hot tea. Spot will be handing out treat bags for the kids. They'll be raffling off very nice baskets, and they're accepting donations of dog food and any other dog-related items. Crate Escape Rescue is strictly a volunteer organization. Leah Pennyman and Ed Whitfield will deliver the 38th annual E.B. Du Bois lecture celebrating 150th birthday in his hometown of Great Barrington on October 27th at St. James Place, Main Street in Great Barrington, 1 until 5 p.m. Tickets and more information at 413-528-1737 or centerforneweconomics.org. Noble Horizons will host Douglas Crane, who will present a remarkable story of Crane and Company, the U.S. Treasury's sole paper supplier since engraver Paul Revere made a precursor to the dollar by using paper produced by the compatriot Thomas Crane during the American Revolution. The talk will be at Noble Horizons on Saturday at 2 p.m. Registration for the free program is at noblehorizons.org. The Sunday in the Country Food Drive annual chicken barbecue will be held Saturday, October 27th, 2 until 4 p.m. at the American Legion Post in Millerton, New York. Oktoberfest in the Canaans, Saturday, October 27th, hosted by the North Canaan Events Committee, a kids festival from 2 till 4 p.m., a free family fun, fall crafts, games, and prizes, HEWAG Grisons, and more. Dinner and beer 5 till 8 p.m. at the Canaan Depot on the deck of the Great Falls Brewing Company. Traditional German fare by Freund's Farm Market. $20 for adults, $5 kids menu. Great Falls Brewing Company beer available for purchase. It benefits AHA, Canaan Child Care, Boy Scouts, and many other local nonprofit community organizations. Rocksteady Farm, 41 Kane Road, will host their family-friendly fall festival party for the community on Saturday, October 27th, starting at 3 p.m. with a hike up Mount Riga. Dinner, drinks, and live music with performances from 5 to 11 p.m. will follow. Come in costume. Tickets are $20 per adult. Children are free. All proceeds go towards low-income, community-sponsored agriculture at Rocksteady Farm. For details, rocksteadyfarm.com or their Facebook page. October 27th, the Haunted Mill and Monsters Ball, the Wasaic Project. If you're a local resident, zip code 12592, bring proof of your address the night of the event for a $5 ticket. Kids 17 and under free. Equal parts spooky, enchanting, creepy, and fancy fill. Immerse yourself in their annual Haunted Mill. Artists have transformed the towering Maxon Mills into an exciting Halloween experience from 3 until 5 p.m. for kids. Family-friendly Halloween festivities, hay rides, a costume contest, face painting, snacks, carnival activities, and more. As the sun sets, the Adults Haunted Mill opens from 6 to 9 p.m. At 9 p.m., the party continues into the evening at the Monsters Ball at the Lantern with live music and DJ sets. Costume only for entry. Pine Point's Free Library has been serving the community for 220 years. The Historical Society has an exhibit at the Pine Point's Library, now at the library, and they're celebrating their birthday. You can outbid everybody on the fabulous items at the silent auction at the Stissing House on Saturday, October 27th, from 5 till 7 p.m. The library will post a full list of auction items. More information, pineplainslibrary.org. Kent Park and Recreation, getting ready for Halloween with events. A Halloween bash co-sponsored by the Kent Center School PTO with Park and Recreation on October 27th, 5 till 8 p.m. at Kent Community House on North Main Street. A pizza dinner will be offered along with costume parade with prizes, guessing games, relay races, pumpkin decorating, candy bar, and more. Advance ticket prices $5, $20 for a family of five or more. Tickets at the door $7 and $25 for a family of five or more. To pre-register or more information, 860-927-1003. The Kent Pumpkin Run will be held October 28th. In addition to the race, there'll be food, prizes, costume contest, music, and more. Registration before the race and at the day of the race. The Kids Fun Run starts at 11:15, followed by the 5-mile run walk at noon. Both races begin and end on the Kent Green at front of Town Hall. Spectators and race participants are encouraged to donate online or bring a gift of non-perishable food to support the Kent Food Bank. Non-perishable donations can be dropped off at the registration area on race day or at the Davis IGA during the week. More information at kentpumpkinrun.com to register and more information on the race.